What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I just want to make it very clear now so that I'm on the record so that people don't think I turned into a hater. I forgot. Travis Kelce's getting ready to go full playoff mode, Travis Kelce. And I just want everyone to be mentally prepared for when it looks like all of a sudden he turned back the clock and you're like, damn, where was this Travis all year? I'm like, it's the playoffs
now. That's what he did last year.
Here it comes. I know that you were like, wait, could it be? Of course it's going to be. His over-unders are like his regular season numbers. Right now, if you were to bet Travis Kelce, like I go to underdog and I say I want to bet higher, it's like 54.5. Like, that's not what's going to happen with Travis Kelce. In the postseason, he shows up. He's good for 80 yards and a touchdown, pretty much from here on out. If you want to know what the numbers are, that's what he's here for.
So I also think he's going to have a big postseason. We've seen enough of a track record, and we yesterday heard Patrick Mahomes talking about rest and, you know, who benefited the most a year ago from not playing in that final game. I mean, it was easily Travis Kelce, despite the 1,000-yard season on the line and everything like that. And here is Travis Kelce. We played the audio from his interview with Pat McAfee. You know, he was joking. He feels like he's 22 and everything like that.
Making a Taylor Swift reference.
Of course.
He's figured out all that encoded stuff like she is. That's very smart. Good marketing.
Yeah.
Also, they got LeBron on their podcast. Jesus.
Yeah.
That podcast is out of control. No, they didn't get anybody.
Yeah, I mean, they signed a $100 million deal with Amazon's podcast division or whatever it was. Anyway, I think absolutely I would expect Travis Kelce to step his game up. He's done that throughout his career in the postseason. He individually knows there's a switch to flip. It's not just the team. He knows there's a switch to flip, and he's backed it up. Those big-time moments, he's ready for those. So I think for sure I would not be stunned. And after last year, I don't know how any Chiefs fan could be stunned if that happened. I think there's another name, though, that we haven't seen do it yet.
Hasn't had a ton of
postseason experience. I'm talking about DeAndre Hopkins. I think there's a real chance here in the postseason. D-Hop reminds us where he has been throughout much of his career. He hasn't had a lot of playoff games. That also is kind of why I like this, because I think if you're talking about motivation and everything like that, well, D-Hop's definitely in that category. After he's had multiple games where they've limited his snaps, and he's had, you know, three catches for 40 yards, three big catches, though, but like 40 yards in this game. I would not be surprised if during this playoff run, we see a couple games where he's six catches, 85 plus for a touchdown. You're saying kind of 80 for Kelce. It would not surprise me if it's something like that for DeAndre Hopkins. He still provides them. While maybe the separation is not there as much as it was years ago, he still is a contested catch guy. Other than Travis Kelce, is probably the best contested catch guy on the team, easily.
I am genuinely kind of excited to see the way that the targets go in the postseason. For the last month, Xavier Worthy has been the main target guy. He's been the highest target guy over the last month. Travis Kelce, historically in the playoffs, has been the highest target guy. And as much as, like, I know that we watched, like, kind of the older DeAndre Hopkins take a little time to get up to speed in Kansas City, a couple of quiet games, right? He still finished with 437 yards in limited action for Kansas City this year. He's playing like 50% of the snap. He was a 1,000-yard wide receiver last year. He still finished with 700 yards this year. So for DeAndre Hopkins to be this guy, this is the only thing I'll say, Gold, is for DeAndre Hopkins to be that guy and to have the same thing we're talking about with Travis Kelce, and we both agree he'll be better in the postseason than he was in the regular season. To different degrees, it's fine. But Hopkins does have to get the targets. And at no point this year has he just been like the target monster. Now, in the Texans game, here's where you probably have an advantage. In the Texans game, I don't think they're going to put Derek Stingley all over DeAndre Hopkins the entire game. That'd be a weird way, actually, to attack Kansas City. I think it's more likely he'd be on Travis Kelce on some of those snaps than DeAndre Hopkins. And right now, if you were the Texans, you got an elite-level tight end or elite-level corner, the same as the Chiefs do. Who do you choose? Like, if you just said you only got to let Derek Stingley guard one player the entire game. I know it doesn't work that way, but for one game, he's only going to guard one guy. Who do you take away if you're the Chiefs? I still think the answer is Travis Kelce, which does leave DeAndre Hopkins open. If it's just a wide receiver, I think it'd be Hollywood or Xavier before I said, well, I'm going to take away DeAndre Hopkins because at least he's not going down the field to burn me. So DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is not likely to get the toughest coverage.
He's a possession receiver at this point in time in his career more than anything else. But that could also lead you to having still a pretty big day.
Yeah, 6 for 80 is not out of the question. I think that's nuts.
913-586-7965 from the 913. Someone says, this is going to be so funny. You guys really think everything that happened last year is going to happen this year? Chiefs fans are crazy cocky. Let's go Texans. Yes, it is very crazy to think
you
that
live in the 913 era.
It's very crazy to think that the back-to-back champs will once again play well in the postseason. I know it's wild to think that the back-to-back champs with the same coach, the same quarterback, the same tight end, the same defensive lineman, the same shutdown corner, that they would possibly play well again in the playoffs. I know it's nuts. It's nuts to think that could
actually
happen.
One more this year. This is a better team than last year, isn't it? Like, not just because the wins, like just straight up.
They're also just healthier heading into the postseason. I mean, I know we talked about the week 18 last year, Kelce getting healthy, but in general, they're as healthy as an NFL team can be heading into a divisional round game.
They're just more talented, like particularly on offense.
I kind of want to do this topic now, maybe tomorrow or something, but like if you made these two teams play each other in the divisional round, who would you think would win? This year's Chiefs teams or last year? Because that maybe answers part of your question and what they're talking about is where are you at this point? Like Travis Kelce, and I don't know how to, like, I know that you're like, this is not going to happen every year. It'd be like betting against something that has hit 10 consecutive times in a row. But I'm thinking it's weird. Travis Kelce, for his entire postseason career, Travis Kelce actually has a chance. He probably won't because I don't think 3 games is quite enough to get it. Kelce this postseason could become the all-time receiving yardage leader in NFL playoff history and the all-time touchdown leader in NFL playoff history. Both those things are on the table for him. So if we're talking all-time playoff performers and people talk about these guys like showed up in the playoffs, different monster when they got there. Travis Kelce is one of the single greatest playoff players of all time in NFL history. Not just like Chiefs history. In the whole league, very few people perform better than that. And yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is a future Hall of Famer who's never gotten to play any postseason games. So, like, I would think he'd be motivated to win a Super Bowl, perform well, do all those things. I don't think this is crazy.
Well, that's the whole reason why he came to Kansas City in the first place, right? I think because I'm sure he would have had other suitors, but he wanted to come to a place that he said he's wanted to play at before and feels like he has the best chance to win.